the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. We are just happy to have you all with us. And on behalf of the whole Imani Praise Fellowship family, we would like to welcome you to our celebration today. If this is your first time worshiping with us, I just want you to raise your hand. I won't make you say anything, so don't be afraid. We are just so excited that you decided to be with us today, and we just want to welcome you. We have been praying for you that God would do something wonderful in your life, and I have no doubt that he will. I'm Pastor Andrea King, the senior pastor here, and on behalf of the whole congregation, we just want to welcome you. And at this time, I want everybody to stand to their feet. We are going to share some love and let everyone know how happy we are to celebrate this resurrection weekend.
Jesus in me, Jesus in you, Jesus in me, Jesus in you, it's so easy, so
me and my family. Amen. I'd like to thank you, Pastor Richardson. I was asking for prayer that one day my family is going to follow my way to Imani. I thank you, Pastor Andrea, also Pastor Truman. Just every time we talk, before we end, I need your prayer. And today, God answered. So while I'm giving my testimony, I'd like to call my grandkids to come and stand in front of me. Today, God answered my prayer. Yes. The first time I came here with my wife to look for a place, and we found Imani. Amen. And I was praying that one day that my grandkids would stand in front at Imani to serve for the Lord. Amen. But so today, I'm happy, and I didn't tell them that this is a special day for me. And the same thing I was trying to brought up my kids, same thing. I tried to push them, learning the piano lesson to serve for the Lord. But from there on, I tried to buy guitar, buy instrument, and push them to play at the band at school. Why? Because one day they will serve the Lord with their talents. But so today, I thank God for answering my prayer. In Philippians 4:6-7, be careful for nothing, but put everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. And I thank you, Lord, my request being answered today. So, I would like to share with you something happened to me. Last week, I was trying to get the lawnmower for the field was about this high. And so I came over to the place. The owner gave me a hard time. Maybe brought the examiners. Before he left to Jamaica, we took the lawnmower and he told me, it's about 2 weeks, we start working on the lawnmower. By the 2 weeks I went over there, they told me They can't do any work till the 10th of next month. So I came, and Sunday, I was start working. Monday, I told my wife we went home. Now I can tell I am getting old. I never quit. I never give up. I'm not meaning when I work in the field. But when I came home, I feel pain. I feel tired. And so the next day, I came by myself. So I was working by the fence. Finally, someone said for my back, "Sir, what are you doing over here? This is about 9:30. The truth is about this." And I said, "I'm working at the field." And they told me, "How much you pay?" And I said, "So, listen, brothers and sisters, for the two kids, they talk to me. We're going to bless you." And I look around, I can't see them. Look to the school, I can't see them. Look at this side, I can't see them. By 10, next day I came with my wife. I was working in the field. I'm telling you that. I have 3 weed eaters. They quit on me. But see, I never get tired. And I know that God blessed and his power was with me. And so I'm telling you that I bless, I praise God and thank him for what he has done for me. So this time I want my grandkids to sing while I'm trying to come to the end. So I would like to thank you all for what you have done. Me and my family. I know you love me and my family. Yeah. What I was promising when Sister Pastor Andrea, you can start, no? Pastor Andrea, and all I said, this is my hand to support your work over here. Amen. But I love you all, Pastor David Richardson and the family, and also Pastor Andrea, for your prayer for me. This is why I'm happy today. It answered my prayer.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And before Pastor Richardson comes up to give us our intercessory prayer, at which time we will be praying for Elder Eximenes, who had to be rushed to the hospital. And so we are going to definitely keep him in prayer. Before we pray for that, I would like to call up Pastor Richardson. It is always a privilege to have Pastor Richardson here. This is his church, amen? And his church family. And he's also the conference evangelist. And on next week, he's going to be beginning a wonderful evangelistic series at our sister church, Paris Fifth Street. And we want to send him with the power and fire of the Holy Ghost. I just want to have a special prayer for him. We're going to minister to him before he ministers to us. Amen? So if you all would stand to your feet, even in the overflow, and you all just place your hands toward him. And I want this place to erupt with prayers for Pastor Richardson and what God is about to do in his life. Even now, begin praying. Our gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we bless you and we praise you for the ministry of Pastor David Richardson. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the mantle that you have placed on him. And in the name of Jesus, we ask that you would fill him with the fire of the Holy Ghost. Heavenly Father, as he stands before the world proclaiming your good news and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, we pray, oh God, that you would send your angels that excel in strength to empower him, to keep him and protect him. Father, I pray that you would be with his family, that you would continue to minister to them as he ministers unto you. Oh God, I ask that you would bless him and may he reap a bountiful harvest. Lord, as he pours out seed before you, I pray, oh God, that you would pour it back into him 100-fold. May he be blessed because he is such a blessing. And Father, when all is said and done, we promise we'll give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
It was Saturday evening. Friday had just passed. And Joe, you could still see the sign. It was still fresh. It said, Jesus Christ. The King of the Jews. Jesus of Nazareth. The King of the Jews. It still hung. Saturday evening. It still hung. It was midnight. On Saturday, and the crowds were just beginning to disperse. You know how it is after a hanging. You know how it is after someone has been hung on the cross. You remember? Folks were still laughing and young people still running around. Midnight, in the still of the night, in that tomb Jesus laid. But I declare, Sunday morning was on its way. Somebody ought to say amen. And so this morning in prayer, oftentimes as we focus even on communion, on the cross where Jesus shed his blood. But on this morning, Pastor King, on this morning, Imani Praise Fellowship, we're going to focus on Sunday morning. Somebody understands that on Sunday morning, that's when victory comes. On Sunday morning, that's when your situation dies and rises. On Sunday morning. It was Sunday morning. Some of you all are at midnight. You're in the midst of midnight. It's Saturday evening for you, and you're trying to figure out how you're going to make it. But I want to declare to you that Sunday morning is on its way. That should be your focus today. Let's turn for just a few moments Let's turn our attention. Oh, you're not with me. You're not with me. Just for a few moments, I want you to turn your attention on the resurrection. Because not only is he the crucified Savior, but what makes him unique is that he is the risen Savior. Oh, you didn't hear me. You didn't hear me, or you would be saying glory, hallelujah. You didn't understand what I said. He's not dead. He's alive. And as long as he is alive, he can handle whatever circumstance or situation that you face, because he's alive. And so this morning, those of you all that say, Pastor, yes, I testify along with you that he's alive, that he is risen, and that yes, my Bible says that he's coming back again, this same Jesus. Come on now. It didn't say any Jesus. It didn't say another Jesus, but it said this same Jesus. This same Jesus who rose on Sunday morning. And this is what is so unique about the Seventh-day Adventist faith, is because we focus on the risen Savior, and that soon and very soon that Jesus Christ is coming back again. Soon and very soon, he's going to take us from this terrible world and take us to glory with him. Oh, that's something to shout about. That's something to be excited about, because he's coming again. And so if that's, and you agree with that, I want to invite you just to stand with me. Just stand with me in agreement. Just stand with me in agreement that yes, he's risen, and that yes, he's coming again. I'm going to ask as we are going to lift up Pastor Ximenes, I'm going to ask you all to pray with me as well. I've told you before that and anytime we pray, it's a serious situation. But oftentimes, when we're asking God to respond immediately, is we cry out to God. Yeah. Do you remember I told you about crying out to God? And so there's points in your life where you just have to cry out. This is not a secret prayer. This is not a whispering prayer, but you got to cry out. And so right now, as Elder Ximenes, I'm going to ask you all to cry out to God for him. And then as you all begin to cry out, I'm going to open up in prayer. But let's cry out. And so I'm going to ask you right now in the name of Jesus to just bow your heads and close your eyes, every last one of us. And I'm going to ask you to begin to pray for him audibly. Pray to him, to God, that God will heal him even right now. Will you pray? Oh, he's worthy. Oh, I don't hear you praying. It's supposed to be audible. You need to be praying out. God is victorious. Cry out to God. Don't be afraid if you don't know what to say. Just say, God bless Elder Ximenes right now. If you don't know what to say, ask God to heal him right now in the name of Jesus. Our Father and our God. Our Father and our God. Oh, sweet Jesus. Yes, we cry out to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Yes, we cry out to Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Yes, we cry out to El Shaddai. Tonight is Elohim. We cry out to you, O God. And we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will touch Elder Ximenes' body right now, for the enemy wants to take him down. The enemy wants to lay him out. But right now, oh God, I pray that you send your mighty angels that excel in strength and great power, oh God, to encamp around him and to protect him from the enemy. I pray right now that you will send the Holy Spirit, who's like the wind, who will touch the minds of the doctors who are looking at him right now, oh God. And that, Lord, that his body will be healed. Lord, we claim that and we say it in unison as a church. And there's somebody else right now. Somebody else right now, oh God, you know. But somebody else right now, oh God, needs you to perform a miracle in their lives. Somebody right now under the sound of my voice is struggling with a marital issue. They're trying to figure out, God, how they're going to get through the situation. Just before they came into this house, they were contemplating divorce. So I pray right now in the name of Jesus. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will move in that relationship, that you will touch that man and touch that woman and make things right. Somebody else, oh God, they've come in this house and they were struggling with a financial issue, oh God. They were trying to figure out, God, how am I going to pay this bill? And so they were thinking that if I can hold my tithe money and maybe if I just hold that, I can make it. But God, you've got to, and we have to exercise faith, knowing that whatever the bill is, when we give our first fruits to you, that you will handle the situation, that you'll make up for whatever loss we think we may have. Somebody else, oh God, somebody else is dealing with a physical ailment. Lord, they're struggling with diabetes, oh God. They're struggling with some health issue right now. And they need you. They need the touch of the Master's hands. I pray right now that that individual will reach out in the name of Jesus and touch the hem of your garment. For my Bible says that when she reached out, that immediately when she touched you, she was healed. So I pray that right now for that man, for that woman, that they'll reach out and touch your hem. Now, Lord, I lift up our pastor, Pastor Andrea. I lift her up to you on this day. I pray, oh God, that she will speak the power of God in our lives. That no longer will we see Pastor Andrea, but God, we will see you high and lifted up. I pray that you'll send your angels to protect her family. I pray that you'll send your Holy Spirit to convict and to convert. I pray, oh God, that you will touch every single member, every single individual in here under the sound of my voice, that you will bless them beyond their measure on today, beyond their thoughts, beyond those things they've even thought about, oh God, and let them know that you are alive, awake, and aware, and that yes, that early Sunday morning, that you rose from the grave, that early Sunday morning, you took the shackles of sin and shook them off, that early Sunday morning, you put your foot up on the devil's neck, and you walked out of that tomb, and yes, that became an empty tomb. Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you for your blessings. Yes, thank you for your grace. Yes, thank you. Thank you for coming again. In Jesus' name, we humbly pray. Amen and amen. Oh, yes, what a powerful God.
was lost when you came and found me. You left your throne thinking about me. You bled and died to show me mercy. You gave your all 'cause you saw my needs. I was empty, you came and filled me. I was blinded when you helped me to see. I was broken, you made me whole again. I felt like nothing, but you gave me confidence.
And I feel with so much gratitude that words are not enough to explain the magnitude, the passion of my love. Oh, you took everything I was and made me what I am. And with all I am, I worship you. You took everything I was and made me what I am. And with all I am, I worship you.
You were alive when I was dying. You were strength when I was crying. You were right and I was so wrong. A melody when I had no song.
And I'm filled with so much gratitude that words are not enough to explain the magnitude, the passion of my love. Oh, you took everything I was and made me what I am. And with all I am, I worship you. You took everything I was and made me what I am. And with all I am, I worship you.
I worship you.
Everything I was,
and
Was very concerned. When we went into the room, I met her with her, beautiful young lady. Her family was around her, and we were just talking about the Lord. And I said, you know, God can use even bad things to get everyone's attention so that we'll pause just long enough so that we'll hear what he wants to say to us. And I said, but if the Lord is using this as one of those situations and he heals you, you need to come to my church. Because they were talking about Brother Pryor's family so big, he said, Brother Pastor John, we can fill up your whole church. I said, okay, well, here's what we're going to do. If that happens, because she said, well, I'm going to be there when the Lord is. I said, now, you made a promise to the Lord. So it's not to me, but it is to the Lord. And how fitting it is that on the Sabbath before Easter, when the pastor was talking about how God just pulls victory out of defeat. Come on, that's the God that we serve. And talking about testimonies. And new beginnings, that the Lord would just say, well, let me just throw a little something on the top and come with the testimony. Brother Pia just came to me and said, my niece is here, Pastor Drummond. She's got a testimony. Would you come on up and just share a word with the Lord?
God is good. Can I please have all my kids join me on my side, please? I have two more at home. When I was diagnosed with chronic kidney, I felt like I was hit by a train because it wasn't diabetic and I wasn't hypertension. I didn't have any of the signs where I could do anything to prevent it. I was calling to my work. I was sitting at my desk and I got a phone call from my doctor and he said, Coffee, you need to come in and admit yourself in an emergency. And I said, why? I'm doing fine. So your creatinine level skyrocketed. It hit the scale that had never been seen. Why I wasn't in a coma, they couldn't understand why I was still around. And I went in and I asked. There was no options for me. It was to hurry up and get the dialysis going to clear the toxic level. At that time, when I went into the emergency, get ready for the procedure. At that moment, it hit me. I couldn't take my family. I couldn't take my kids. I couldn't take my husband. And I looked up. There was a cross on my way in. And I said, Lord, it's just me and you. To please work miracle and help me because keep me around for my kids. Today I'm here because God has taken real good care of me. Amen. And today I'm here today because I know there's a purpose for me. Yes. And I'm really grateful. My uncle, ever since I was little, he always took me to church. Amen. Every Sabbath, he would always come in his big station wagon, took me to church. And when I grew up, I sort of strayed and went my own way and he came looking for me once again in the most time of my need. I want to thank you for the church, all your prayers that you've done for my family. And I want to thank you to Pastor Anthony. He also came in. When he came in, it was the chapel. There was nobody there. I had all my families there. It was the perfect time. But when my kids went home, I noticed the difference that Pastor Anthony, that God has spoke to him, spoke to my kids. And today we are here for that reason, because God gave him a loving heart to come out to see someone that he never met. He never knew my situation. He's never seen me before. But it showed me that the love that he have, Amen. That God has taught him, is why I am here today. Amen. And next weekend, the rest of the family will be here with me. Amen. And if you don't mind, I'm going to go ahead and sing a song. It's a song that we always kept in our hearts, and especially at the time that I was in the hospital.
I looked for God one day. I'd fallen and lost my way. I knew I had to find it sooner or later. I turned around and saw
God is awesome. This handsome young man right here, when we were in the hospital, I told him that you have to guard your mother's faith. And your cousin was there. Was it your cousin? The two biggest guys there. And I said, you have to guard your mother's faith. If anybody comes around and says anything negative, if she starts to feel down, you guys have to be in the Word every day and encourage her and shut them down. You're faithful in that. You must have been faithful in that.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Come on. Praise God. Praise God. Hey, look, I want to invite your family back for our lock-in. We've got a lock-in. We're going to be locked in 24 hours. Nothing wall-to-wall, young people, and righteous insanity. You need to come back for that. Because if anybody acts up, I'm going to make you my blocker. All right? But come on back. Bring your family on back. We're going to have a great time.
One of the most difficult things to do is find yourself in a storm. While in that storm, it seems like everyone who you thought you could count on has walked away. And sometimes it seems like even God himself has forgotten about you. But in spite of that, to still be able to lift your hands and say, Lord, I trust you.
I surrender to you.
Yeah.
So many painful thoughts travel through my mind, and I wonder how I will make it through this time.
Yeah.
But I'll trust.
It's not easy.
Lord, it's not easy. Sometimes the pain in my life
makes you seem so far away. Can make it.
Through the tears and the pain.
Thank you, Jesus.
Through the heartache and rain. I'll trust you.
Sometimes it's so hard because everything that I see tells me not to believe. To me 10 years ago. Yeah.
I can only trust you. No one loves like you do.
But it's the thoughts in my mind.
So many painful thoughts travel through my mind. And
I wonder how I will make it.
I will make it through.
Oh God, but I trust you.
I'll trust. Lord, it's not easy.
Sometimes the pain in my life. Oh God, it makes you seem so far away. Can I get a witness, somebody? But God, I trust you.
I need to know you're here.
Through the tears.
Through the tears and the pain. Through the heartache and rain.
Anybody ever had to cry late in the midnight hour? Every tear you've had to cry.
Through the
heartache and rain. Come on, take it up. Through the tears. Oh, that's right. Through the heartache. Listen, somebody's going through something right now, and the devil's trying to convince you that there's no way you can make it out, and he says you're not going to be able to get out of this situation, but I wish somebody would make the devil out of a lie right now and lift your hands and say, God, I will trust you. I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know when you're going to show up, but God, I know you're going to do it. God, I know you're going to bring me out. Come on, if that's you, come on, lift your voice and say, I will. Oh, that's right. I'll trust you. Hallelujah. Oh God, I don't know when the pains go in, but I know, God, you wouldn't put more on me than I can bear. So I trust you in spite of what I see, in spite of what I'm going through. I trust you. God, you've never left me. I know you love me. That's why I trust you. Come on, now you take it up. I had my heart broken. I made some mistakes. God, you still kept me. Oh God, you're faithful. You see what I'm going through. Trust you. It's not easy for me, but I trust you. I know you're here with me. I'm not by myself. As long as I got you, Jesus, I can make it. I trust you.